Okay, we are learning together with Hashem's abundant mercy. The Masechet of Sanhedrin. Laws of the court system. We're on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. One Tet Vav Amud Bet. Mazaka. What is that? 15B3. Okay. Good morning, Rabbi Gedalia. Good to see you. Thank you. To you. Okay, so yesterday we were learning about the animals. The animals that kill, the Mishnah says, two different opinions. Tanakama, well, three actually. Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, and Reish Lakish. Tanakama says, any animal that kills, you need to take it out of these lists. You need to take it to Beit Din. You can't just kill it. Only the Beit Din can kill it, just like the shore, just like the ox that kills, you need to take it to a Beit Din. You can't just kill the ox by yourself. You need to take it to Beit Din. The Beit Din decides to kill it. So too, all the other animals, we learn the same thing. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, kol hakodem zocher, anyone who comes first, he acquires it, he merits. Gemara says, what does he merit? So gives a first answer, Reish Lakish gives an answer, says he merits the skin, the hide of the beast that he killed. But we said that this doesn't make sense, according to one opinion. Why? Because once an animal kills someone, you can say, it's an argument, but you can say that it's treated as if the court already condemned it to death. And if the court has already condemned the animal to death, you can't use its hide. You can't take the skin. So, at least according to that opinion, zocher doesn't mean you zocher to take the animal skin for yourself. So then the alternative opinion we saw yesterday was zocher means you zocher to mitzvah. You zachah the mitzvah of killing a dangerous animal, which Rashi says is a tzedakah. Tzedakah. He did a tzedakah, he did justice. He did the mitzvah, so to speak, of tzedakah, doing tzedakah. I don't know if you'd actually class it as one of the 613 mitzvahs, but it's a mitzvah to act in that way.
So
tzedakah means that Rabbi Eliezer said, anyone who kills it, he zacha. What is he zacha? He's zacha to the mitzvah. He's not zacha to the skin, he's zacha to the mitzvah. What mitzvah? The mitzvah of tzedakah. He calls it a mitzvah of tzedakah. He did tzedek. He did justice. Okay, Tanya Kavte de Reish Lakish. 15b3, middle of the first column. Tanya Kavte de Reish Lakish. A writer was taught in accordance with Reish Lakish. What's that? Echad shor shehimit, whether it's an ox that kills, echad behema b'chaya shehimitu, or whether it's an animal, a domestic animal, or a wild animal, doesn't matter if it's a tame animal, your cat, or if it's a wild animal,
behema
or a chaya, also your cats, depending if you've fed them yet or not, right? So either way, shehemitu, if they killed, the writer says, the kaf gimel, 23, needs to be judged by 23. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, shor shehemit, besum v'shosha. And an ox, we do require 23. V'shabahema v'chaya, but the rest of the animals, domestic or wild, shehemitu, that kill. Kol hakodem lahorgan, anyone who comes along and kills them first, Zacha Bahem L'Shamayim, he's rewarded by them in Shamayim. He acquires heavenly reward. He's Zocher to a heavenly reward. So that brighter just sums up all the opinions and explains what we worked out ourselves, what it must mean. Okay? Questions? Answers? Good. Okay, so now we're left with Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva say? So Rabbi Akiva, you remember, the Mishnah said, first came along the Tanakhama and said, you need to go to court. Then came Rabbi Eliezer and says, no, anyone can kill them. And then Rabbi Akiva says, no, you need to go to court. So the question the Gemara now wants to say, Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Tanakhama, Rabbi Akiva is the same as the Tanakhama. The Gemara doesn't bring us, the Mishnah doesn't bring us, two opinions that are the same. There must be a difference. It looks like they're the same. So what's the difference between them? Gemara answers, Ika Benehu. This is what's between them. Nachash. The Nachash. The Nachash is the difference between them. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah, but the Gemara works out that must be what the difference is. Why? Because the Nachash out of that list is the most dangerous animal. And according to the Gemara's explanation, Rabbi Akiva says, you need the quarter 23 for all of these animals, but not the snake. So he half agrees with the Tanakhama, and he half agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. Right? He's like the Tanakhama in that all the other animals, he agrees you need 23. For a snake, no. The snake, kolakot dem zoche, he goes like Rabbi Eliezer's view on the snake. So,
well,
fortunately, I acted in accordance with Rabbi Akiva last week when I killed the snake.
How can you capture a snake for it to be judged?
Yeah, so you, it's
because
hard,
if you try, you try it's going to kill it.
Or any of the other animals is also a question. Right? The lion, the bear, the polecat, right? These are all dangerous animals that kill the person. So the practicalities were not so questioning. The Gemara sometimes does question practicalities and say this is a good answer, but you can't do it. But it's quite rare. The Gemara wants to know the technical halachic ratzon Hashem. What does Hashem want in this situation? So we have to learn out what Hashem wants from the Torah. We can't make up our own mind as to what I think is a good idea. Well, I think we should just kill it. It's not up to me to decide what I think. Who knows what I think? Right? It's up to me to do whatever I understand Hashem wants. How do I know that? So I have to look in the Torah. I have to listen to tradition. I have to work out droshes from the wording of the Torah to know what Hashem wants me to do.
Okay.
So if Hashem wants me to capture a snake and put it in front of a Beit Din of 23, then
I try to understand Rabbi Akiva.
That's Rabbi Akiva says you kill it. But Rabbi Eliezer says no.
But I'm trying to figure out why the difference. I mean, why? What's the logic behind what
they're
saying?
Because it's too dangerous. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's too dangerous and you just need to kill it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, no. Rabbi Eliezer learns that the Torah is teaching us, by teaching us the law of the ox that kills. The law of the ox that kills is clear. No one argues with that. If an ox kills, you need to put it to a 23-member Beit Din and put it under trial. And Rabbi Eliezer says, the Torah comes to teach you that, and it's the same rule that applies to any other animal that kills. The ox is just an example. Any animal that kills, you do the same. You have the same process. But the other opinion says no. You don't learn across. It's not the same. A snake is not the same as any other animal. A snake is too dangerous. Other animals, I agree. Treat them like the ox. But a snake, no. Right? But Rabbi Eliezer says not even that. Rabbi Eliezer says no animal. Just kill it.
It's not usually that they kill you. They have kids.
Okay.
But the snake?
Yeah, you be careful.
It was sure always when Hashem commanded is between the human and the snake. It's always no peace.
The Torah says that your heel will crush the head of the snake. Well,
Well, the snake's always a liar.
And the snake is also represent, because all of these are deep, have deeper meanings as well. So the snake also represents Yetzirah. The Yetzirah you maybe you can't give in to. You just have to kill it. You can't reason with it. But the other ones you can bring to trial. Other animals, meaning other ta'avot, other bad midot, you can work with. But the snake you can't work with. You just have to kill it. So you could also have different hashkafa. What's going on here?
The other idea of the snake.
Not me,
the snake being the liar.
That's good.
Yeah.
The idea of the snake being a liar.
Help us.
Can you bring us that to Lana?
Sorry.
The snake being a liar.
Yes. Check. Yes. Yes. You can't. No, can't. Could be also be that you can't deal with that. There's a. You don't. There's. We've got a. Rabbi Yosef. We installed an Aaron Kodesh behind here. You didn't see.
Right.
It's already in there. It's in there. We installed it.
It's in the wall, right?
Yeah. One that comes out.
Okay, I have a question. Can we drape something over the blackboard?
Is that okay to leave it? Because I don't want it to take it on and off. Just makes it fall off. Well, does it affect? It's
it doesn't affect because of reflection. It just affects my OCD kind of.
Your what?
I want the right amount of white on each side. When you,
ah.
You know what I mean? It's fine though.
Okay.
Because if you have a problem with.
I gotta mess up anything in the video. I'm just gonna see a whiteboard and realize it's a classroom.
But, oh, you, but you take in that part. You don't stop here. You kind of you take the frame,
I
the whole frame
is. Away.
Uh-huh.
So, see the little thing.
Well, we can sort of cover it.
Actually, we might just maybe slide it across.
Ah,
that
you could do.
Yeah.
Over the window a little bit. Just
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I was concerned about the reflection.
About the reflection?
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference. There's no light in here anyway.
No, no, but when there is, be careful.
So we're going to get the gold-plated one, but we thought, you know.
Looks really good.
Too much perplexion. Now, when they put in the whites, that'll improve too, right? If they put in whites.
Tov, we have reached our conclusion. Okay. Yofi. Tov. So that's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
As can.